Last night, Phoenix elected a new mayor. Steve spoke with Mayor-elect Kate Gallego in the last hour of the show. But poll watchers will know there were two other races on some ballots. Elections for City Council Districts 5 and 8 had no lack of candidates. Four in District 5, seven people running for District 8. But neither of the races provided a clear winner, meaning no candidate got 50% plus one. Now those districts head to a runoff. Here to explain the ongoing race, we're joined by Bill Scheel. He's a partner at the firm Javelina. Bill, good morning. Let's start with District 5. This was, of course, the seat that Daniel Valenzuela resigned from to run for in his run for mayor. Who are the two candidates who are heading to the runoff there?
We have Betty Guadardo, who's a leader in the local hotel workers union, who came in first with about 35% of the vote. And then the current officer, Vania Guevara, who was appointed about a year ago, she came in a fairly distant second, held by about 10 points.
Should we read anything into the fact that the incumbent, even though she was appointed rather than elected, did not come in first in this at least first round of the election?
Yeah, I think it points to the fact that these appointments are not necessarily a great advantage for candidates. You're trying to become a council member and figure that out while at the same time trying to campaign up and running, and it's tough to do both of those at the same time. I think it actually having the seat probably started this.
All right, so let's talk about District 8. This was, of course, Kate Gallego's old district. Seven candidates running in that district. Who are the two that are heading to the runoff?
Well, Carlos Garcia came in first, and I think that's a bit of a surprise. Carlos is a leader in the human rights organization Puente that has tangled with City Hall considerably over the years. Second place, Mike Johnson, a former councilman who served up until 2011. The big surprise there was Lawrence Robinson, a school board member who had raised far more money than any of the other candidates, came in third. He's about 200 votes behind Johnson, but I don't think that gap is going to close. So Garcia's margin was not big.
So, Bill, this is obviously heading to a May runoff. And we talk about voter turnout, the drop-off from the November election to a March special election. What kind of turnout would you expect in a May special election when it's just two council districts on the ballot?
I think we're going to see another significant drop-off without a mayor's race to drive turnout. These are going to be very, very much about getting your committed supporters out to the polls. That gives Garcia, I think, a little bit of an advantage because he's got a fantastic grassroots organization. And in District 5, Betty Guadardo, the union leader, also has a great ground game. So I think both of those folks who are in first place now maintain their front runner status because of the lower turnout.
All right. That's Bill Scheel, a partner at the Phoenix firm Javelina. Bill, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.